I'm
tired of station breaks and tired of this dumpy little town.
Well, look, you don't have to listen. I'm a free American, and it's a free country, and my freedom to swing my nose ends where your fist begins.
The blood is a sweet savor under the nostrils of the Lord. Depend on it.
Your God is a God of blood. A God who drinks blood. Blood.
Blood is life. Life ascends into the nostrils of the Lord, the smoking altar, which is the altar of sacrifice. Come forward now and give your blood to the Church of the Sub-Jews. Blood is life.
So don't you want to know all about it?
You do it with a rusty knife. Hello?
Hello? Mr. President, 50 megaton. Mr. President, hello.
Hello.
Microphone balance.
The wrong line.
Equalization. Reverberation.
The creatures in the upper air. Fire drakes and demons circling.
I like everything about it.
Await your pleasure and despair.
Glad you ran out.
The elder gods and cherubim and many throned seraphim, tentacular monstrosities, born in flame that never dies. Out of the gross dirty dark, spread over all black wings, hark. Those are their footfalls, where their marks.
I see.
What future does our doom procure us? Can the earth indeed
endure us? I know a good man.
Let the damn fool Dobbs head lure us.
Quite him, but liberal.
Now, I'm no liberal. I'm no rock the way you're hearing right now, but you ain't gonna hear it right. And thus, the dynasty of fruit starts. And the subgenus will triumph over. Yes, there will always be a subgenus, as long as the sun shines in the sky and the breeze blows and the waters flow. Yes, the subgeniuses will come into their own. Instead of being pathetic little persecuted pipsqueaks, they will be powerful dynamos, giant engines of destruction ranging over the world with vast reach and titanic tyrannic grasp. That will be the fate of the subgeniuses. And all they are going to have to scrape and scratch like the miserable little quivering quislings you are. Do you hear me? You know who I address. It's you in particular.
Maybe next time you'll have to do.
We're on to you. We know what you're up to. You haven't got a chance. You might as well give up, because we're gonna get you. That's right. And remember, once there was a little girl who used to laugh and grin, make fun of everybody and all her blood and kin. And once when there was company and old folks was there, she mocked them and she shocked them and she said she didn't care.
Relax, will you?
And then just as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two big black monsters a-standing by her side. And they snatched her through the ceiling before she knew what she's about. And the same thing will happen to you if you don't watch out.
Oh, yeah. You don't scare me.
It's you!
In every possible way.
Hello, you're on the air.
Please notify us.
Aren't you thrilled to be on the show? Show?
We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, rock it away!
Rock it away!
In our last episode, you may remember, Sterno went completely out of control and would not shut up. We finally had to wrestle him to the floor and continue without him. But today, we receive the poor, battered spirit of puzzling evidence from the great Ukabalaponga beyond and attempt to put him back together using the latest in modern miracles of surgery and precision alchemy. Hello, I'm Dr. Howell, and we'll be stumbling on through tonight's program, putting together the ravaged corpse of our one-time quondam colleague and friend. So without further delay, let's rock it away and get down to that operating amphitheater of the endless circus of horrors, the circus of the soul, the Dark Night of the Soul bookstore, and related agencies.
Captain, stop the rocket!
pocket. I left my wallet in another suit. It isn't
Stop
in
it.
My pocket.
You won't need your wallet
Stop
here.
A
thousand miles from the atmosphere.
Now.
Stop that rocket now. Stop
We're
it.
On the first
I just don't know what
Someday,
we're going to do here.
Men will be traveling to the planets.
So
there
no,
are
we
nine
won't.
Important
Turn it
planets
off.
Circling our sun.
Never knew it looked like this, Hal.
The subject is a 33-year-old male in good physical condition. Here are the traumatic lesions which occasioned the death of the subject, and we are going to enter through the sternum first by snipping away the outer surface of the manubrium and cut the main ribs, of the, allow the floating ribs to float down the Mississippi to the ocean. Let me see. Has anyone got one of those little shiny things?
Watch out! Those loose connections, boy, that can kill you.
Into the
so what we need to do is saw through the
move.
The
don't get his aorta, Hal!
You clumsy fool! You could have killed me. This is no joke. This is a serious scientific experiment. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will proceed. I'm going to open the rectum and propter-sese cavity.
Forthright silliness of our super...
I see that Wiebelfetzer is on. We have firm, steady respiration.
We have respiration. Look at those life signs. All right, give him room. Give him room.
Virgo is rising.
Interlude with the...
Yes, that's
just
the.
Keep sewing, doctor. Just
it's
keep
Chain
sewing.
Stokes Maybe. Breathing and Darth Vader respiration.
Pertinence, which.
You seem to have severed the manubrium there.
Just keep sewing, doctor.
It'll heal. We'll just clip it in with a bone staple.
Trap. Clap.
All right, we're getting the serum moved into place. We need six more units of blood here, Doctor.
Six more units, we could use six more units
donors
of
are,
nurses, too.
Yes, and six more eunuchs.
Six more eunuchs, sir.
All right, have me get around here on the other side of the table.
Oh,
watch out, you fool. You dropped those cylinders. It nearly hit my feet.
How can you do this? Options.
What do you see here, Doctor? There seems to be a white surface studded with... it's studded with... What would you... They almost look like little seeds.
They almost look like there's something growing inside them.
Yes, and this whole chamber is hollow.
Rectum.
There's nothing in here.
His cranial cavity. Doctor, you've gone in the wrong way again.
Indeed, I should have begun at the distal instead of the proximal end. Well, we'll just sew him up again.
If this operation doesn't work, what are we going to do with the body?
Well, I've got a little dog who's getting on in years. He wouldn't be anyone's dog show winner, but he's a fine little doggy, and we're going to experiment on him and make him yelp.
Mercenary madness.
We better try to get his thing.
I can't joke while I'm doing an operation like those guys on TV.
We can't leave New York. It's just laying around.
Oh, that's a little better. Yes, callers, we are putting Wellman back into shape. We are creating the perfect masterpiece here. Puzzling evidence will be as good as new.
The rebuilt Dini.
And soon you'll be able to hear his voice.
Garrulous chatter.
You'll see his face. You'll hear his voice.
Shattering.
You'll be
synthesis.
So happy.
His puzzling evidence good.
We'll finally be able to leave this station.
He maketh loud his godly noise. All in the greenish wood.
Drooling. All kinds
old Buzzev Good lives in that wood that slopes down to the sea.
But I think his
how loudly his sweet voice he rears.
Yammering
he loves to speak with marineers that come from a far country.
Fur and stuff.
True. He loves to speak with the marine ears that come from the sea, the kelp that bites, the snibbering fish in the look-alike shark contest
him,
right here.
Subgenius Navy.
Noon and eve, he hath a cushion plump.
Smurf.
It is the moss that wholly hides the rotted old oak stump.
with vehement passion.
And once upon a time, in an operating room so deep and dark, there lived a doctor who tried to put back together you.
All right, I'm doing the best I can. Just keep the comments to a minimum, please. This is hard enough. I don't want to, you know, make this guy look so he wouldn't want to go out on the beach and take off his bathing suit. You know, you owe something to your patient. Now, what happened to the ashes from that cigar?
There's 6 units of blood you ordered.
Oh, thanks. Put them in the microwave.
Insulate them.
Okay, now we're going to break the small bones of the right shoulder.
Fablomantic hygiene.
Yeah, messy job, but we're going to replace with a steel substitute.
Truncated by the reprehensible.
Yeah, we're going to make this guy bionic.
We can do it. We have the technology. We can rebuild him.
We have everything we need.
Unfortunately, his intelligence will be
into a human being. Far better than he ever were before, might I say.
He'll walk this earth once more.
For the first time, the panting, pulsating cadaver of Puzzling Ev will be re-exhumed, ready to shoot more weird rays through people's walls and all that kind of stuff.
You could be reborn in Jesus, but you could be rebuilt by us. And that's exactly what's happening in Puzzling Evidence this morning. He's being put back together by the foul doctors of the church.
Yes, you've been living like a little girl in the middle of your little world. Hold on.
Why is
meningitis?
I see. It's the meninges.
Meninges are totally destroyed. And look at these lacerations and contusions on the
This patient did not eat enough fat during life. Here, bring that wheelbarrow load over here. We'll put some in his body cavity.
Right in here, yes, that's right.
Nurses, please. You must. People look different. All bodies are different. No reason to snicker. Let's preserve some scientific decorum here. I see we have some callers who want to add their scientific knowledge to our experiment. Perhaps they'd like to give us some advice on our investigative operating procedure.
Proposed by Dr.
Oh, I don't know about them callers. Last time we asked the callers to help us do an operation, we got that thing over there.
Yes, but of course in the subgenius school of forensic medicine, beggars can't be choosers. All right, let's have IUC on a DD3.
Squirting universe passageways.
Put a little water here. I think we should put some harmless vegetable dye on the surface here just so we can see the extent of these lesions.
Typical orifice of at least 150.
All right.
2 more quarts, please, and change the filter.
I got a little... here, tourniquet, right here. Nurse, you take over. I don't feel good.
Subluxate.
Dr. Hell fell from his operating table. San Francisco City Hall.
Technicality.
The thousands below. We're horrified with Dr. Hell.
Excuse me, gentlemen, I lost control, but it won't happen again, I assure you. Oh, yes, yes. You know, our old friend Lies might be calling tonight from the far wilds of the India rubber capital of the world. Yes, the city where they make all the tires in America.
I don't know.
It's the rubber capital of the universe. I refer to Akron, Ohio, and he may call from that splendid city tonight.
That's easy enough to understand.
That's lies. That's all lies.
Right during our show. Now, you may remember that in our show last week, we celebrated the death of truth and the birth of lies. And we all sang happy birthday to that lies. And now we'll see what comes of it. Nurse, more cotton.
This is embarrassing.
A dying flower. More cotton,
exceptional.
All nurses have to wear cotton in this operating room.
I don't cotton to that idea.
Well,
whatever happened to good old surgical techniques like cutting it out?
How about surgical tape, Doc?
Shut up, you. What do you know?
Well, we know very little in that thin book we call medical science. But we're trying to do what we can, so please stand back and give him some air. Nurses, please. Whoa.
I can't keep pumping on this thing all that long, Doctor.
All right, start the breathing. We're trying everything and anything on this patient today. Anything to get him to wake up and get off this operating table and...
Breathe in, breathe out, heart,
beat. Lungs collapse. Legs twitch. Skin sweat. Palms clutch. Hair grow.
Thump on his chest. See if that helps.
Oh, you're thumping a little bit too hard there, Doctor. You caved it all in, and look at the mess.
One more time. The electrodes, please.
All right, here we go. Oh, that fibrillated a bit too strongly, but we'll clean this up afterwards. It's not it's just a radio studio.
This pinpoint.
It'll be a while before we just brush those pieces off the machine here.
Involvement which achieves the
it went really. You did squirt me in the face a while ago.
Creationisms.
And it got all of my glasses and everything, and it dried on my face. Right now, a stitch in time saves nine, you know.
Change in order to deliver this punishment the first time it occurs.
Speak, memory. Otherwise, give him some paper. Oxygen. Let's see if he can say anything.
And, just one more minute.
This
grab a hold of that
crowd. So, reinforcing the correctional.
That was a fantastic thing, Doctor. I didn't think you had that in you. Care to try that once more?
Punctuated.
We nearly have him back to consciousness. Here we go. All right, here we are. Now.
Karen.
It all comes off a viscid, slimy, mucilaginous sheet. It seems to be pulsating and quivering with an obscene parody of life. But at least we've saved him. We've brought him back from the other side of that River Jordan. Yes, we've... Oh, he's collapsing. Protoplasmic mush.
Everybody.
I'm not cleaning up this studio after this. I'm not. You know, this mess is too bad. There's going to be cockroaches the size of watermelons down here, a-scrabbling for the remains that are on the floor. And so,
try to save this patient. We've only got 42 minutes left.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Unibrow One, come in. Back from Arizona, and you're in the land of the living.
Show all over.
Yeah, we're here on the show. Can you see? Can you look around? Does anything look familiar to you?
In its subatomic circuitry.
Yeah, welcome back. Boy, was it a lot of trouble. Putting you back. Who's that guy?
Don't you remember? That's Mobius Rex. And I'm Dr. Hal. We're all your friends.
Dead server thing.
Yeah, there's Gabofram over there. We're all here now except for Lies, who's detained in the rubber capital of the world. But we're back. It's the old-time show and no more of just endless meandering by only two doctors on the air that some of you out there have complained about.
Sorry, I feel so dizzy. Your life has been restored. Please, go back.
Doctor, what did you see beyond the veil of time?
Entertainment and consumer data he receives from the media.
False entry. You blew it. All broke up. Now interferes.
Where is hey. Sorry.
This is hell!
Not again.
Step forward.
What's my number?
I don't know. What's your cue? Oh, look at these little pieces. They're even stuck to the microphone. All right. Page 24 at the bottom of the page.
This, the bottom of the page. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Return from dead. And
start with, I don't know what you're talking about.
Both of you are getting ready to show, and both of you go ahead and do it.
Now, what are you coming back as? Where I'm supposed to say...
Page 24, I don't know what you're talking about.
Three stores in the same corner.
Oh, all right. Take it from there, then.
Considerably something else.
How about a little bit more juice?
But this...
Yes, we've got the real frop down here, and rocket fuel, too. We're really flying. Wow. Groovy, cool, groovadelic, psychotrosmic.
You guys piecing all this stuff together. How'd you do it?
Heavy-handed.
Well, we're just going to have to clean all this up and hope that Eddie Meese doesn't make us piddle in a bottle tomorrow.
All piddle in the bottle soon.
Yeah, we're all going to have to kick the bucket, you know.
Critical meaningless. Can you
be picked up at
This is a lot of work.
Well, I have to stand back here for a minute because I get too close to the microphone.
Yes, Little Lotto is that used to be my favorite comic.
That was mine too.
5 minute.
Well, actually, my favorite comic, of course, was Baby.
Oh, it was about the lottery. Yeah, I mean,
and playful little Hawdrey.
Little lobotomy playing in the field. Well, that's what you feel like when you come back in these operations. You feel like you've been away for 3 weeks, and you think of all the other doctors that were here just last week.
Then there was that little blonde, rich pig capitalist, Richie Reich, the pure little Aryan boy.
Sterno is the guy you're talking about. That's his real name.
Yeah, that was Sterno when he was a kid.
That was Sternbow the Giant.
Richie Reich.
Sternbow the Giant lived in the Happy Valley of Little Rock.
In Arizona, or?
Back in Arkansas.
That's right.
Some's in California, and some's in Arizona, and some's in... Oh, get your hands off my galley eggskins.
Yes, here in the deep, dark mess of the Old West, we've brought the corpse of puzzling evidence back to life for you. And now here on the 20 Fool Team radio show...
Oh, man. This stuff's great.
This guy's got lungs I can't believe.
A station with 18 billion
You wouldn't think they could do it. You wouldn't think in this scientific modern age such a miracle could take place. But now, before your astonished ears, here on the radio, it all happens at once. And to you, there'll never be another show like this. There'll never be another opportunity like this to be inculcated and educated by the vast fountains and springs of cosmic wisdom pouring out like water shot from some high crag falling down the water. The green earth, and to start a new generation, a thick forest of knowledge firmly anchored in the crumbling topsoil of ancient myths and twilight lunacies.
I know.
We've learned a lot. I just want to tell you guys, keep doing what you're doing, and we love it, and we want you to go on and on and on.
Whatever it was.
No problem about that. Yes, we'll keep babbling of the bibble babble we wish to. Bibble babble in the center of the universe.
I'm sorry, you have reached the underwater radio show.
Gosh, I didn't mean to.
Have a new bathing suit or a good pair of swim fins.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I left mine at home.
Please do not try to paddle through the showweed.
I'll turn around as soon as I can turn in this tiny channel. It's obstructing my movements.
Hi, I'm Smart Mark the Shark. I can think and eat at the same time.
And Clutch Cargo's been clutched by a giant crab.
Suddenly, an apparition appeared.
So,
well,
go smurfing instead of showing.
We'll
take care of you. You'll rise to the top and then sink down to the bottom of the Titanic diaper bag. So long!
Uh-huh. Sure. I'm not sure I believe all that anyway.
Oh my God,
the
same. That's right.
Put it away.
Oh, no.
Don't
so what?
Be afraid.
We're in the output stage of the show now.
Oh, do. Oh,
sidewalks, stores, everywhere.
Did I hear somebody? Okay. I'm going to start rotating.
North King.
Okay. Say that a billion times, get a Fostex, layer it, send it to us for grading.
Yeah.
Rainbow Bandit Upchuck Show. Rainbow Bandit Upchuck Show. Charles. And I don't mean Victor Prince. Charlie, one each. With their Alpha Kilo 4/7. Nope.
It's
always David's
release from the Surcease, then I shall.
No, shut up.
We'll have to.
Can you believe he said that?
We'll have to talk.
Quiet thy orifice.
Really? Amazing accomplishment.
You got the job.
Oh, that's a lot better. Thanks,
man. Hey, this is really neat, isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, hey.
I can hang up with myself. Oh, he's got on the phone.
Yeah, it's just something you could do with the radio.
I thought it was on my extension here. Wait,
yeah, it was also on your bill.
Goodbye.
The color is a sound effect. That's one of our theories and one of our guiding philosophies. Sound effect.
Of course, nobody believes it. Incredible. Yeah. Okay, here's one of the oldest shows we ever did. A lot of scratches on it, but...
I call you...
Do you think we enjoy this?
Little caller not telling truth.
Stinky lies. False facts.
Yeah. Stinky lies.
I don't want to hear you. I want to hear me.
Evidence, Reverend of all that street over there, a few blocks away.
The revered puzzling evidence now approaches the podium.
Yes, bring puzzling evidence. Bring puzzling evidence.
This crowd has been waiting to see him for some time.
Bring puzzling evidence to the board now.
This is the only puzzling evidence we're likely to see, so let's see him indeed as quick as can be.
Well, this is not very puzzling, is it?
Nor do I consider it appropriate evidence.
I don't consider it.
This is a ludicrous letdown. What a...
Postulate.
Folks, I guess that's just... You gotta hand it to him.
Here he is himself, Mr. Radio Puzzling Evidence. Welcome back, Ed.
How are you doing? And how was your long trip in the desert?
Hi, the name's not Ed.
Well, what is it then, Joe?
I never got desert.
Oh, yeah? You
just
gotta
straighten out my notes here.
Well, this is how the war gets on the radio. That wheel and chain setup makes the sound of moving artillery. It sounds like a real battle when it's working.
Sure does.
And that's how they make that sound of a wagon rumbling along through
rain.
Sure
is a real battle.
They use coconut shells for
the
horses.
That's the pleasure of it, as you know.
Don't be alarmed. That punch didn't connect. The sound was faked, although puzzling evidence was actually knocked out for a brief interval.
These are just tapes. This is a radio simulation.
How do you
using
feel after that?
Using motion, vehicle dynamics, moments of inertia, engine simulation, autopilot.
Moment, but here's a word
it's
from
great
our sponsor.
To relax after that difficult operation. This party, I hardly know anybody here, but I'm determined to have a good time.
Hey, see that guy over there in the corner?
Yeah, who is
puzzling evidence?
The same guy we were working on? Boy, you wouldn't know him, and look at the way he's dressed. Who does his...
He really does look
what
good.
A suit! Well, let's go over and see if we can get him to say a few words for our program. Then maybe we can get it on the show tonight when they play all those tapes. It's funny, you know, to think when they're playing this tape, well, we'll be miles out of the studio.
I will be, yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get that guy to talk. Just engage him with some standard conversation and I'll fiddle with the machine here.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell me, guy, did you serve in Dobbs' army back in the 80s?
I helped set up Dobbs' army, man.
What did you do to Dobbs' army, man?
Man.
Rock me.
Hey, come on, buddy.
The 80s were hard years. You don't understand what we were up against then.
It's time to be happy, buddy. Come on, this is a party. None of that
controversy, greed, moral blight, gibberish, search and seizure of the church.
Yes, it was an embarrassing strip search of the subgenius church so early in the morning, and we're sorry about any inconvenience it may have caused you. On the other hand, we hope that it's been somewhat of an educational experience. We know it has been for us.
It's true, and are you ever going to be on the radio again, do you think?
Well, just not the way it was.
Oh, it's got to be the way
it was. I was in my
just
place
like
cooking dinner, and all
been.
I could hear Hal and Gary in the background doing the show.
Well, we're trying to keep
I don't know.
Up,
I just thought, is it worth it to show up on the air again?
We thought you'd want to.
I don't know.
I don't have any energy.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Take another little snort of this cooking wine here. I remember back when they put me back together on the air.
Yes, later on our program, we'll tell you about those huge mountains discovered on Venus. Right after this message about how rock music interferes with the hearing of guinea pigs.
Rock
Eating blade for a guinea pig destroyed cells that are crucial
chicken.
Part of the animal serum researchers at the University of Tennessee have reported.
5:20 a.m.
Gross.
Part of the ear that translates sound waves into noise.
Oh, yeah, write the letter to David Byrne about the puzzling evidence.
Yes, those guinea pigs were taken to a disco and made to listen to music for
collect
as
info on
long as
disease.
Their little hearts could stand it. And you'll hear more about that and other puzzling mysteries as we investigate the isosceles triangle of the Bermuda shorts and past wives, trance, spitting, mumbling, and karimba.
Yeah, what a party. What a party. I've never had so much fun in all my life. It's so good to see puzzling evidence again.
Got some more cheese, Mr. Gewolfram?
Oh, thanks, Puzz. Hey, you want to go down and hit golf balls after the show?
Well, sure. I don't play golf anymore, but for you, sure.
Well, thanks a lot. Can I call you by your real name?
Here, let me change the environment for you.
How peaceful. Oh, well, it wouldn't last.
Same group. Come on, guys. Let's go down here. Let's run down these stairs. We can lose them this way.
The puzzling behavior of a star called SS-433. Yes, astronomers have discovered in the sky a new kind of bizarre object whose puzzling behavior is keeping many a graduate student awake at night. It's a dim, mysterious star which we call SS-433, whose light seems to be telling us that the star is coming toward us and going away from us at the same time. This same funny-looking star is fluctuating in all bands of the spectrum, including infrared, while not being visible to the naked eye. As a police car or ambulance approaches us to take us away and then moves away, we can hear a definite change in the pitch of the sound waves from its siren. In a similar way, there is a definite change in the color of a light wave as the source of the light moves toward us or away from us. By looking for this change or shift in the known colors of starlight, astronomers have learned to tell how fast and in what direction stars are moving. What is required is a careful examination of the details in the spectrum of colors from the star. Therefore, this puzzling thing is named SS-433. It shows a huge shift toward redder colors. Yeah?
I think something's wrong with him.
He looks waxy. Don't you think he looks waxy?
I don't know. Do you think that brow's real? Do you think any of this is real?
Well, it's... why question it? We've got something back, you know. It's better than nothing. It's, you know, you're real, I'm real. At least as real as anybody is on this show. I won't last long. I know that much.
Let's see, I'll turn Hal's oxygen up here.
God, if Paul would only come back from the war in Ohio and help us here.
Yeah.
How about that new evidence of birds as tall as a man? Yes, scientists have found puzzling fossils of some of the largest swimming birds yet discovered on Earth. Penguin-like creatures that in some cases stood more than 6 feet tall. Having a fused brow or unibrow, fossils of the previously unknown bird family called Coleopterids were discovered in Japan and the state of Washington, according to a report published yesterday in Subgenius magazine.
You talking to me, buddy?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm saying rocks bearing the fossils indicate that birds lived at least 30 million years ago.
Fights its way in the air.
These puzzling birds were 40 feet high.
Like Navajo raiders coming over the wall at night.
Our mad Dr. Morbius must be stopped before he enslaves the world. Commander Adams and the crew of spaceship C-57D landed on Altair 4, the Forbidden Planet, where they hoped to find the survivors of a previous expedition. But the only one they found was Dr. Morbius, a scientist with a deadly plan to take over the universe.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah?
This horrible, smelly little companion.
Hey, cut it out. We have a voice of season alarm. A snake-headed, animal-eating creature set to glide through the frigid waters of a Siberian lake with mystifying Soviets who speculate it might be a relative of Berkeley's puzzling evidence. Geologists, hunters, and Siberian residents have reported sightings, but the creature has eluded scientific explorers in its lair deep in the coldest reaches of the Eastern Soviet Union, 150 miles south of this gold mine.
But will it have the authentic brow?
While the creature is well known among local residents, it's come to wider attention.
Will it be able to establish a
selling book about dogs?
Oh,
puzzling resident. Genius by Soviet journalist Anatoly Smith.
I know we're trying to fly the show tapes out of here now. So you fly them out early before the show's over. Get them to the other stations and they play that solid model display software stuff that you like so much here on the air.
What about the fact that,
Fact, wait, a bad word to say. Look what happened. You see, as soon as they say it, the engine breaks down. Hold on, we're going to have to fix things. Oh, man, I don't believe it. I don't know if I have my wrenches here.
Come on.
Gary, see. Oh, okay, he's trying to get it
now. There's going to be some spooky, scary monster movies later on.
It's really going to delay the end of the show, you know, if we can't get this thing started and get out of here before Emmett comes in.
Kiss the blood off my hand.
Let's watch that while we're waiting.
I spit on your grave.
No, I saw that. On that
I eat your grave. I eat your skin. Don't don't look in the basement. And Dracula has wet the bed in the grave again.
Oh, right, right.
And there's scars of Dracula's hands. And Countess Dracula with Imogene Coca.
Where's the money?
It's right here. I forgot to bring that up. That's right.
Nobody sent any in this time. But we are doing our little aerobic dances and having a whale of a good time down here at the studio.
We'd like you to believe.
Do you feel trapped in the web of life?
Do you feel trapped under a big finger holding you to the kitchen floor?
Then you have grasped the first truth of the world.
Oh, right.
The omnipotent ruler of the universe is actually, right, as far as our limited human mind can perceive his glory,
a tiny duck,
like unto an enormous spider.
Dawn begins. How is the house right in the right place? Page 40.
Yes, a 9-pounder.
They do it again.
A perfect example.
Sound cues are hard to follow, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the easiest thing in the world to be down here to sleep and have a lot of
pages. Let's see if we can hear what the callers have to say.
Okay.
Stuffy little caller.
We talked to Bosco Bear today. Let's see what Bosco has to say.
White bias of the Jew-controlled media and the race traitor politicians.
And your mama.
Now, let's not get too technical here.
Joe Mama hopes to wipe these communist traitors out.
Okay, continent sequencizers.
Wipe them off your feet.
There we go. Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't see that.
It's just so easy for Americans. We'll just wipe those little countries right off their
feet. Before the beginning, when the universe was a mere cosmic egg, the great giant spider created himself out of the primordial nothingness.
You're kidding.
For millennia, he crouched at the center of the world, spun off in his web, polishing and perfecting his glory of his magnificence shone so brightly that it blinded even the omniscient spider to the existence of minuscule pockets of substandard nothingness left in the distant corners of his starry realm.
Okay, now we're starting the sheep kill here.
We felt it'd be a real inspiration.
Yeah, we thought you would like to see it on film, so we shot it on film. And they're separating the cats now. And you know that you like pretty words here on the show. I love pretty words.
So come on now, Stevie. The rest is up to you. Well, so with pictures. Now, I wanted to do the same thing.
How can you do that, Nelson?
With sound.
It's a weird thing.
How can
they do that, Nelson?
CBS television series.
Give me a microphone.
Why do they do that, Nelson? That's what I want to know.
It's about this private investigator.
That's not a Nelson. It's a half Nelson.
Oh, it's a full Nelson.
Just enough time for you to read your own lines.
Ah, miss me. Caused by deposits of animal fat products, resultant hardening may cause a hemorrhage or break in an arteriole or small artery. Then, after the sawing is concluded, a sudden insufficient supply of blood in the brain caused by the severed limb can cause fainting.
This is the biggest piece of celery I have ever saw.
Well, you've had a celery increase for coming back to the show, and it's only the least we can do to show our pigmentation. So, We're all going to have jolly fun.
Oh, an extra 15 cents a week.
After dinner squeaker.
I'm going to be able to get that surfboard now.
Stop sawing through Gary's board.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, I guess I'll get another one in the morning down at the disposable surf shop.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I guess we'll just have to...
Okay, here, I'll just nail it back together. Is that all right, Gary?
Here on Fifth Avenue.
Why'd you have to use those rusty old...
I'll sand down the strips after I get it nailed in here.
I don't understand what's happening, but I'm in deep trouble.
I'm using your surfboard for the foundation to the house here.
Maybe we should see what's on TV.
Sure. Do we have a TV?
Yeah, right over there. Isn't that one? Or is it? I don't know. It's a designer TV.
I don't think it's a TV. I think that's a wet bar. Let's try it out here. Oh, yeah, it is a TV.
It's a TV?
Yeah. I've got some TV here. Okay, I'm going to cut some up here so we can stay awake.
Here's, it says what's, it says, we might want to watch this one. Torpedo Run, Glenn Ford, Ernest Borgnine.
Scary things will happen to you.
Call anytime, day or night, if the spirit so moves you. Remember, there will be a subgenious pastor there to hear your words and receive your spirit under the bloated, luring visage of J.R. Bob Dobb. A subgenious radio hour and a half, more than an hour, less than a show.
Dr. Hallen, puzzling evidence and Mobius Rex. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear about the
genus, radio, hypnopedia, species, subgenius. In future installments of the Subgenius Show, we'll be bringing you the radio cast of the Hinky Commission hearings on pornography, with an emphasis on kitty porn.
Oh, kitty porn.
Oh, kitty.
Look at this picture.
A sludge-covered sloth.
A horrible, hanging, hairy sloth.
The makers of Sludge America presents the Sludge Olympics Aftermath or Recherche Illusion. Hello, I'm Dr. Howell, your unctuous Uriah Heep of the air, heaping on the sludge with goodwill and good cheer to all beings and free children and other living things and creatures everywhere, on land or sea or foam, on the range or wherever you are, at home, in your car, or...
On Channel 3, the scary exposition of power, they're attempting to surf across the sludge.
Wow. Will they make it? Bet they won't.
They'll call her swimming across the sludge. Here we go.
No chance to save.
Okay, little caller. Let's see you get out of here.
Hey, Amy, stand over by the lilac bush so as I can get your picture. And for God's sake, get that cap tassel out of your eyes. The sucker don't add nothing to your beauty, you know. I seen Kevin and I told him he'd done real good in his salutary speech, and he, you know, blushed bright red and you know, acted like the wimp he is. Lisa asked me if I was invited to Joe's party, and I go, sure, why not? And she goes, well, I thought him and you split.
Sure,
and I go,
sure.
No way. Him and me still have a thing going, you know, like, wow. Ain't this graduation a blast? Really awesome, and I mean it. Everyone got their diplomas.
Come on, Hal, let's get down to the shelter.
Yes, it seems a shame that just as we graduate these bright young things from the school...
Here. I'm just not afraid of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Listen, the radioactivity stuff really works.
That radiation isn't as bad as they say. You'll like it up on the surface. We'll go down below, but you can stay up and take your chances.
I don't want to go to the surface.
It is real, you guys.
The sunlight. I don't want to go to the surface anymore. It's scary up there.
He likes to go surfacing.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay up here and surface for a while.
And so Gabofam sluiced over the radioactive slag.
I don't think it's such a good idea.
While quivered underground in terror.
I don't think you should surface that long.
The shadow of the doper fisher flushed to midday
to
through the waves.
To surface.
Where was heard the lobster squisher through the subaquatic caves? It was a manitou of rare device within the bubble dome.
Okay, we're in the test procurement part of the show.
On Dinosaur with Diaper Rash on television once I saw, it was an animated shot, and in the forest he would
squawk,
groaning from his Yakati's maw. Could I but recreate for you the snarls and yodels long, I would suggest that shaky dome, that bubble dome, that scotch
and
ice.
I just want to say goodbye to you, Doug. You've been listening to the
poem would shout and yell,
Saturday
get lost,
morning,
go
the 23rd
Leave
of August.
Leave a circus running gnome,
show.
Just shut your mouth, and hide
right.
Your head, for you on crop have overfed. The true subgenius is in bed.
His automatic sirens are always going off these days.
Prophesying war.
Here we are on the
war between Chandra and Baghdad.
We've got the Mac all hooked up, and we're ready to do the computer graphic of
yeah, we're ready to go. So what's holding us up? Come on, it's I can smell the tar.
This morning though, and we didn't call. So just
for people from out of space,
you have
just
fun
call
on your show. Don't play this on your show though, because the secret of things that people in Dallas, Texas, aren't ready to hear. Those those kind of scenes are on this tape, so please don't play this tape on the air in Dallas.
Don't
please.
Play this
it's
tape.
Too dangerous.
You'll keep
Doug.
Telling yourself it's only a show. It's only a show. But it's real. All too real. As you are projected into a land more horrible than anything
I know
you are
always thrown off the air for doing this sort of thing, but please don't play this tape on the air in Dallas.
Your mom. You got that rehearsed. Lo and behold, is it really next? What will they think of next? Now, I sincerely hope that after you've had some fun, you'll take the necessary time to listen to the rest of the instructions on this question.
And here is puzzling evidence with the rest of the instructions.
Let's see. That seems to work, yeah. And this goes here. And this goes in here, like this. Let's see. Watch those doctor shows. Well, it's great to be back with the doctors again. You know, what an amazing cycle it becomes, huh?
Amazing show it becomes with the unbelievable, horrible things that you have to put up with just to be on the radio these days.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, well, scared away that little caller.
Oh, can't they take it?
There aren't any little 848-4425s tonight.
No, not many little 848-4425s tonight. And we're here with you, caressing your little brainwaves with this awful soup of words.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known.
This, of course, has not been easy.
Me not deceived.
Okay, so here's
Bob is not mocked. For whosoever a man sueth, that man shall he also rap it.
No.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
This is 848-4425.
This is a multi-indexed memory bank, portraying a subgenius show through the miracle of tape selection and editing. Without actually being up at this hour, every particle of the subgenius show comes to you on magnetic tape.
This is the overture from Herman.
Herman! You get back down. You watered in chicken heads of
come in, look after the baby. He's driving me crazy.
You better kill them chicken heads.
This can be your life. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of
fire!
Remember, bring marshmallows.
Yes, bring marshmallows so the Martians can see you down there twisting and writhing and unbelievable ecstasy.
Unisex stereo with one convenient location to serve you.
The only part we have left to add now to the show is the fuselage.
And what a fuselage it is.
Oh,
what a classy chassis.
Past the window goes this flight attendant. Just
people should really learn to hold on.
Please don't lean out of the show while we are on the air. It results in great traumat for the listener. Oh, here he goes down the stairs of
the
show, running out to the street, trying to get away from the show. And it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. He wasn't able to escape the show. What an awful scene.
The officers are still trying to...
What happened to the little help me person? Are you out there, help me person? We tried.
Him out there, there's weird sounds and funny flashing lights. I don't know what's happening. I would, but my... Where is it? Which button? That button? I can't reach it. My feet have gone to sleep.
Oh, no.
I can't move.
How you doing today? And have her engaged in small talk for about 30 seconds.
That's where I draw the line, too, because I can't really know what's going on here anymore.
Okay.
I think these guys are having fun behind my back and not letting
me
in.
I'm in agony.
This is a situation unlike...
Ooh, look out. Well, here we're on the show wars again.
Thank you very much. I'm in trouble.
Hal's floating around near the surface. I can see him up there.
She doesn't have a life preserver.
This is agony. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
15, 20 minutes.
What is it?
He must not be able to hear me. I can hear his radio.
The only way I can around here and handle these people
oh.
is to get loaded.
They're all trying to handle
me. The only way I can handle these people, too.
So have a great time.
So, and have some bullets. Eat some bullets and get loaded.
Side two, cut one.
What was the question you asked? You forgot.
That explains the
unusual
phenomenon in the studio.
Well, no,
yes, it was a very thoughtful thing that he done, but no one appreciated it for what
we'll
it
try
really
right
was.
Here.
We got to get this show back on the track of weirdness quick.
It's free?
Yes, we got to have our weirdness. You got to respect your weirdness.
Yeah.
So let's have some weirdness.
But I can't believe it.
But you must believe it. It's all too real. You'll keep telling yourself it's not true, but your senses tell you otherwise. It's all disgustingly real. Horribly, frighteningly real.
It's not particularly real. In fact, it's pretty phony. I think the fact you can see all the scenes and stuffing and all that junk, but
all right,
it's
Earth
real.
Creatures, prepare to meet your doom.
I believe it.
Oh, Sarge, those Martians don't scare me. Here we are at Grand Canal, Mars, home of a dying civilization.
Yes, in fact, their civilization was dying constantly.
Like the show itself.
Just like, like these jokes.
What a show it was.
Just like these
doctors. And have fun entertaining your friends.
Yes, the devoted little dwarfish monk followed him even into Hindustan, and Cathay.
I don't understand.
Well, it's all very simple. Just read this children's books.
What a coincidence.
What is this place? Understand.
It's the underground underworld that lies beneath our everyday reality. We've finally penetrated through the skin, and we're there.
Dig. Well, you know, we made this AWAC because of evidence, huh?
You don't need to worry about that now. Nothing's classified here. You can do whatever you want. Here, want anything? Want something?
Anything at all. And
yeah,
something.
Like, suppose I want... All I need to say is, I want a tiny airplane made out of adhesive tape. And then I get it.
And poof.
Yeah.
It takes a show over 12 miles away. Show.
That was the best I could do.
No, it's a great AWAC.
And the duck went.
Yeah, it's true. It can see went. Over the horizon show. It has side-looking show.
Next week's show.
Heat-seeking show. Infrared show. Thermal nuclear
on
show.
Fire.
It can land upside down.
Land on top of its AWAC.
That's pretty cool.
Your flesh will creep your heart.
That's to see it's air in his eyes.
Okay.
Oh, it's just like an old CPU. Well, we'll have to take it back to the...
don't forget
the holy file.
Oh, no.
How exciting.
Don't say that.
His mom said not to say that.
Well, why do you think so, sir? What's your opinion?
In those days, electricity coursed through the children, and their parents were estranged.
You've been more than that. You haven't reckoned with the doctors of the air. Dr. Hal, radio station, whatever
that's right.
This
what
is.
What was it, the
and
box?
Yeah, none of them
box, something or other. And
crazy as the truth.
You know, if you can figure it out, I used to know what it was, but I'm so disorganized.
Don't forget to ask
for something like that, and send the money, and, well, who knows what might happen.
Don't forget to ask for Dr. Hal's spooky party hints.
That's right.
Oh, I can't remember.
We're going to confuse you with that. We barely even got the phone number out this morning.
Call any time, day or night, if the spirit so moves you. There will be a pastor there to hear your words and... Come on, give us a call.
For the sake of
and
the show,
give us
the sake of
your all. Don't be a schmo. Just call up the show. Do it today, and you'll rocket away.
Gosh.
We're waiting to hear from you. We're wanting to hear from you.
That's so cool the way they do that.
We want to hear from you.
Early Saturday morning, sometime in 1986.
Tell us something, whatever you got to say, you know. Get it off your chest.
For you to call this show right now.
Don't be scared.
Are you bothered by modern life?
Are you bothered by this show? Are you bothered by this show?
the station? Are you embarrassed by your daily activities?
Do your parents leave copies of Spectator in your bedroom?
Let's get serious here for a moment. I'm Floyd C. Brundage, general manager of this radio station. We've had many complaints in the past about the Subgenius show, and we intend to investigate everyone, get to the bottom of it, to make sure that the purity of the airwaves are defended for you and your family. The Subgenius show is intended to be for kids of all ages, from 6 to 60.
Just what are you driving at?
Well, I'm trying to say that the Subgenius show represents the kind of pure, clean, wholesome, and, by God, American entertainment that this country can be proud of as we stand tall for what we believe in and piddle in a bottle.
Don't want to get censored.
And piddle in a bottle.
Thanks for the most interesting suggestion. I'll pass it on.
Censored.
For ye never know when ye might be asked to piddle in a bottle.
Ye never know when... We'll be giving listener drug use.
What a light. In only short momentos, we will have to give up this Subgenius show.
Maybe I can talk to your mother.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
that's
the true. Flashing yep. Flames of glorious nuclear ignorance.
10 minutes left, and then you gotta go 2 weeks and hold your breath.
That's right, because we'll never be back again. Ever.
Well, you know, the last weekend of every month, they have to scour out the studio after the Subgenius show has been on the air, especially tonight's show.
Yeah.
So next week, there won't be a show as you know it. But 2 weeks from then, we will appear once again to show that even though good triumphs over evil, we still have a schmo of a show for you.
There might be a Monday morning
show. Please listen carefully.
A mundane morning show? No.
That's all I'm trying to say to you.
One never knows, though, whether one might have to toil in the endless galleries of the potash mine.
No. Toil in the dark hole?
No, you have to ride the rocket.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, but you have to ride the rocket. You know, that's all it is. It's a rocket away, you know? Well, we're getting ready to get loose and get down because it's the end of the Subgenius program.
But the caller we begged for is here, so before we end the show, let's just try this little caller.
All right, little caller, what do you have to say for yourself?
Tell us where a copy of the book can be found.
Buy the current issue of the Whole Earth Review on the stands. The information is there, together with a sizzling survey of the Subgenius movement itself. And a survey by Dr. Ivan Stang of the myriads of brothers out there.
Yes. Also, Simon & Schuster is reprinting the book, so you'll be able to find it again real soon.
It'll be a second edition that's even better than the first.
Never has a book been reprinted with such excitement and fervor. Never has a contract been resold.
The eyes of the world are on this majestic miracle.
All of a sudden it's happened. I've lost my show voice.
Brothers and sisters, the Subgenius Hour now draws to a close. If you have been listening, you may have wondered what our method is, who puzzling evidence was, and what a Subgenius might be. Brothers and sisters, these are questions that we cannot always answer.
Dr. Hal, played by Reginald Marsh.
Gary Gibbofram, played by Reginald Fiddle.
Evidence, played by Betty Davis.
Mobius Rex, played by Sir Lawrence Naismith.
Lonnie, played by Muhammad Ali.
And the makers of Sludge America present the sequel, The Subgenius Show, The Back Door, coming soon to a compost heap near you.
And so the little mystery show...
Kissed,
to fly away.
The whispering mystery of the glistening mists. Tiny lights, fireflies luring us through the swamp. Do these mean anything, or are they foolish fires that lead us to destruction and doom? Can we know? And what about the Deros? What about the mysterious beings that shoot rays through your walls and try to steal your wallet? No one knows what may happen. All we can do is keep watching, and all you can do is...
Keep listening
to the Subgenius Show.
Radio
and
show.
Buy the book of the Subgenius.
And buy everything. Come.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Avacha.
They came running from the Klan, holding on to everything they had. While others were just looking for something to hold on to. The Blues came west looking for freedom land. L.A., Sacramento, and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Russell City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth Chi-Town sound of thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatched you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues, you have to come to Oakland. Oakland, 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 the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFA.
Call now, won't you? For more of what you've come to expect from us. Sun. Moon. A certain dependable kind of image. Image of the way you'd like people to be. Passive. Pretty. Bright. As bright as the skin of our finest women, grown right here by our special process. As bright as the hair of God, bright as it was in life. As bright as the blank sheet on which we write to your mind. Who are we? We're the money people. The people who take your money. No more money hassling. But what about little Dickie, you say? What's little Dickie gonna do when you're working late and Wilma's minding the fort and Sis is in and out? Put away those straps and buckles. Dickie's safe with us.
Hello?
He's even learning to speak again, our way. Best of all, he's safe with the people who know what it is you want from a world. Simplicity. Reliability. A world you can go to without worrying about whether your money is safe. You know, when we first got into this business, we didn't know much more than you. Like you, we thought there was a world out there. A world of value. A world that needed meaning. Beauty. Love. A world that needed a better product. There's just you. And you want to know something. You want to know just exactly what it is you're supposed to do. You don't really care why, just so long as it's the right thing. It's natural. Everyone wants to do the right thing. But sometimes it's hard to know just what the right thing is. Let's say you're black. And you've just lost both your arms and legs defending U.S. interests in Bosnia. You come home and get thrown in jail for life for beating up four white cops. You want to know just exactly what is it I'm supposed to feel? We can't give you all the answers. But we can help you flesh out your fantasy that there are some. At our labs, we use only the finest homemade ingredients. Love. Children. God. And the purest blend of money your needs can buy, grown right here by our special process. A process in use since our first mom and pop operation. Who are we? We're the normal people. The most normal people in the world. But not quite as normal as you. Why? You're unique. It's natural. Everyone's unique. But you stand apart from the crowd. You're normal. Normal is a typical Texas anteater. Normal is a typical herd of sea cows. Normal is an exploding stellar nebula. As normal as the world in which we live. And what could be more normal than that? Certainly not the competition. Let's try this little test. Kumtae, a handful of the leading competitors' product. You can see the difference. For one thing, they're several inches apart. Now, some people would say, this hand is empty. But other people would say, this hand hasn't been filled yet. But when it has, I'll like what's in it.
Beginning.
Those are the people we're looking for. The people who look on the bright side.
Implant detected.
The people who want life.
Prosthesis implant.
That's what life's all about, isn't it?
Warning.
Like
detected. Synaptic seepage. Neural failure within 24
you
hours.
You want to like as many
medical
things as you can.
Welcome.
You want to have as many things as you can. It's natural. Everyone does. But not everyone feels that way. Some people don't want to like things. The people who aren't good enough to have them. The people who want to ruin everything. They want the things you like, but they're not willing to do the work you need to have done to get them. When they do your work, and they do get them, they just use them for their own purposes. But you don't. You don't say, my purposes. You say, our purposes. And who are we? We're the other people. The people other than you. People so other, we're opposite. Yet so people, you'd never guess we weren't a real thing. People who are a little more than you, because we make the things you know you ought to be making. Things like money. Revolution. Art. Love. Things the negative people told you were more important than what you're making now. Us. People so other, we're even other than each other. So other, we're even other than ourselves. You. Because you're one of us. How do we know? Nowadays, it's a little more complicated than just counting the arms and legs as Grandpa did in his day. Nowadays, we're a little more scientific than that. But the original formula still remains the same. You see them. They make you. You join. us. Still skeptical? Try this simple test. Look at me now. Notice anything? Now you know how we feel. A little separate. Slightly gone. Sort of repeated. Like you, only over again. We can't help noticing. In fact, we have an old saying. Hi. Why do we say it? It's a tradition. Like I said, we're old-fashioned. We don't much care why we do the things we do, just so long as they're the right things. Because even though the newer the better, deep down inside, you know the new is wrong. It's different, so it could be a mistake. If it wasn't a mistake, then why didn't it happen before? Because you don't really want to know what happened. You want to know what's supposed to happen. And that's why we're here. Who are we? We're the real people. The people who make you real. So real you can almost see yourself. More real than you've ever been before. But then, you've never been at all before us. In fact, nothing has. And not even very much of that. Not even this sentence. Because when we say disposable, we could mean just about anything. Who are we? We're you. You don't settle for less. You don't have to. You're you. We're nothing without you. And within you. And someday, you'll be nothing too. Don't you think it's time you said hi? Come on now. You remember our number? Void, we're prohibited. Everywhere. Hurry, while the customer lasts. Supply is limited. In fact, we have an old saying. Bye-bye. I live in a place called the Tenderloin. You're all probably familiar with the Tenderloin. If you're not, there's one in every city, in any case. Yeah, you know the kind of place where you go and people are constantly coming up to you asking you what you need. Where guys in hot pants, no hips, huge breasts, 6'4", tower over you and ask you if you want to go on a date. Where the hippies are, the middle class dropout hippies are always sarcastic, coming up to you and saying things like, "Hey man, can you spare like a penny?" You know, where you're walking down the sidewalk and the guy gets about an inch past you and all of a sudden he goes, "Boss." Where the old men sprawl in the gutter with spittle encrusted in their beard. Where where you're constantly juking and dodging to outrun the racing pools of urine. Where the old ladies squat in the street to urinate. Where the teenage girls who aren't actually liberated performance artists constantly come up to you and ask you if you can have sex with them for $10. But you know, a lot of people think we don't have seasons in the Tenderloin, that we're just cut off from the natural world. Well, that's not true at all. Why? In the warm weather, there's always that first warm day, the first jackhammer noses its way into the pavement. In the cold weather, of course, there's always dope for the homeless doorway nesting season. Of course, it's always dumpster harvest season. And then there's the great drag queen mating ritual, in which rows of men in sport utility vehicles endlessly circle the same block at 10 miles an hour, scanning the rows of linebacker Marylands. And then there's the nightly migrations of the Chicano crack dealer prides. And of course, in the dead of night, the enormous clothing-filled shopping cart buffaloes grazing motionless alongside their sleeping masters. And of course, the mighty-haired and mini-skirted hooker gaggles in estrus, giving rump display and warbling their readiness for mating to the cars gliding slowly past. In the fecundity of spring, the used condom seedlings strewn heedlessly across the pavement. And of course, the Tenderloin bullfrog.
You are standing too close. Get back. Where seldom is seen a preoperative queen, and the sidewalks are slippery all day.
People of Babylon, heed thou this revelation. I am come from the desert where I have been wandering 1,000 days and 1,000 nights, and the gods have blessed me with a prophetic vision, which I would tell thee. Heed my tidings, for the end times are at hand. In my vision, I saw that all of the greatest movie producers in America meeting together at the fanciest hotel in Hollywood in the year 2000, and they all decided not to make a movie about the Unabomber. And the people gnashed their teeth at this monstrous decision, which grated woefully upon them, and cried out in a rage, "Give us the Unabomber movie!" But the evil warlords of Tinseltown looked down on them with visage grim, darkened by decades of license and atrocity, and coldly refused. And all of the little people were silent and cast down their eyes like children who can't have a goobers. And the lamentations of the beautiful American women could be heard throughout this cute, sassy kingdom. Until at dusk, when a child at play with a garden hose looked up in the deepening twilight and cried, "See, there, in the pale light." And there, hovering above the great nation, was the very ghost of the little 7-year-old girl pilot who was killed attempting to fly all the way across the great nation and back all by herself. Yes, the little girl born in a Lamaze tank, who soared like a hawk, rose shining into the night and said, "Let the Unabomber have my movie." And all of the little people, and even the cute, sassy, wisecracking president wept at the angelic compassion of the little girl. And the president shrouded his head and wailed like a Mycenaean woman and stabbed at his boyish, cute skull with a sharp stone. But the dark lords merely twitched the tips of their tails, and the twilight deepened, and the purple
clouds drew over the fidgeting, ranting little people, and the sky writhed like a velvet drape. Until one moment, when suddenly a freckle-faced boy on a bicycle pointed, shouting, "There, in the sky!" And there, in the east, were two tiny lights. And the lights slowly grew brighter and larger until they became the angel spirits of the two little boys in North Carolina who were pushed into a lake trapped in a car by their own mother. And the twin cherubim sang, "Despair not, O mighty people of the plains. Soon thy legacy, thy birthright, ceaseless entertainment will be restored to thee. Yes, entertainment unceasing until death. You need but marshal thy lawyers and sue the gods themselves for their rightful due. Only steady thy hand upon the tiller of buying and selling. Only stay steadfast in thy faith in thine own innocence, and all will be safely hidden from thee." Emboldened by the song of the cherubim, full of sass and self-esteem, the little people rose up and spoke as with a single voice, demanding that all movies faithfully document their vast innocence, compassion, and sexiness, without, of course, watering down any of the atrocity and perversion. And at last, the people did feel self-esteem, like in olden times, and it was good. But just then, far off in the western gloom, there was a grim rustle of leathery wings, as of a great rabbit bat unfolding himself. And all the little people shrank back against their home entertainment systems. For it was the beast the Mexicans called the Jackal, the California man who split the throats of his own 3- and 4-year-old daughters and left them in a ditch. And the Jackal said, "I have instructed my attorneys not to allow my image or any verbal or other representation thereof to be bandied about for your amusement, nor shall any wound, slash, or disembowelment I have made, or shall have been alleged to have made, be displayed for your entertainment use." And the people chafed and groaned beneath the sick and perverse violation of natural rights, and cast their unhappy eyes above the horizon for a new champion. And suddenly a dazzling light exploded across the southern horizon like windshield glare. The massive figure of a man, continents high, towered over the nation, his eyes a white-hot flame, hair blazing white with the wisdom of one eons old, his vast frame completely sun-white, blinding the people with its moral purity. For it was the ghost of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. And the great doctor put out his great white hand to comfort the trembling people. "Be not afraid, my people," he said, "for I am come to thee. I have been too long from thee, and thou hast strayed. Thy sacred right to amusement hath been violated, because thou hast sinned grievously and wickedly against my covenant, sacrificing to false idols and forsaking my law. For these iniquities you must suffer 7 tribulations to fall upon thy head, 7 scourges to humble thee." And with that he melted into the mist. And the entire atmosphere of the earth, from the ground up to the very ionosphere itself, was filled with the beating of mighty wings. For ever so slowly, majestically descending from the heavens, was none other than the Jackie. She looked exactly as she had when she stepped out of her hotel that November morning in Dallas. Except that, like Shiva incarnate, she had 6 arms. In one hand, she held a Mannlicher Carcano rifle, loaded with a single magical bullet. In a second, she held a single lily, flower of spiritual purity. In a third, an enormous Greek shipping vessel. In a fourth, the round table, and on it, the Holy Grail. And in the remaining 2 hands, she held a stupendous book, 100 miles long and 200 wide, the Book of life. And it was sealed with seven seals. With infinite grace, she removed the first seal. And suddenly the entire planet shook as though there had been an explosion at its core. And an enormous cloud of smoke, blacker than the void of infinite space, exploded out of the now desolate spot in Waco, Texas, underneath the ruins of the Branch Davidian compound, a spot from which there now led a bottomless pit down to the very core of the Earth. It was as if hell itself had just ejected its contents in a single vast belch. Following the cloud closely in a smooth black string was an endless column of locusts, each large as horses, with the mouths of snakes, but the heads of men. The head of the first locust was that of David Koresh. The next locust was that of Jim Jones, then Jeffrey Dahmer, then the Night Stalker, the Hillside Strangler, Ed Gein, William Kelly, Al Capone, John Dillinger, Billy the Kid, John Wilkes Booth, Lizzie Borden, and the mysterious man from behind the grassy knoll. And they all began a systematic holocaust of all Americans, as if devouring a kind of harvest. And Jackie slowly peeled off the second seal. And the sassy, wise-cracking president called out the armed services to protect the little people, and even called for a draft. And all of the little children who were buried in the rubble in Oklahoma City and incinerated at Waco, and all of the children who vanished in Atlanta and were eaten by Jeffrey Dahmer, and all the missing children, and the March of Dimes poster children, and the stillborn, and the unborn, and the fetuses left in the trash bins and the woods of American history dug themselves out of the rubble and the ashes and the grave and marched forward to stem the tide of evil, armed only with their innocence, shielded only by their trust, their openness, their playfulness, and their cuteness. And they began to be slaughtered by the locusts. And Jackie removed the third seal. And a vast army of America's mighty Amazon women, weight trained and pumped, all 10 feet high, beautiful as goddesses, armed with every conceivable weapon, but on foot, thundered across the great American plains to do battle with the infernal host. Led by a phalanx of top women lawyers, CEOs, and government officials in fat white running shoes. The second rank was women cops, private detectives, sex-positive neo-feminists, punk rocker riot girls, killers of battering husbands, movie stars with social consciences, Marine high school teachers, married mothers who strip, and dykey Episcopalian priests. Bringing up the rear was a vast host of dominatrixes in black vinyl who would be the common foot soldiers or grunts. At the very point of the charge were the four horsewomen: Sarandon, Streisand, Clark, Hill. They carved a huge swath through the enemy ranks, but, like Sherman marching through Georgia to the sea, destroyed everything in their path, including all of the children. And Jackie opened the fourth seal. And the air was split by a high-frequency squeal, as of an enormous dog whistle or a stupendous hog call. And oozing and creeping and slithering out of the gutters, alleys, bars, strip clubs, and strip clubs of America came an immense horde of the nation's male slime balls, wife beaters, stalkers of ex-girlfriends, hustler subscribers, pedophile scoutmasters, drunken Navy cadets, date-raping frat boys, touchy-feely senators, phallocentric social theorists, painters who objectify women, and conservative talk show hosts. They were led by a tank unit of deadbeat dads and guys from those postcards that say, "Have you seen us?" driving late model pickups and rolling joints in court orders. Naturally, the Amazons could have annihilated them with a single blow. But the dominatrixes insisted on torturing them first. But later realized the slime balls liked it too much, so they gave up. Then the Amazons went to squash them, but realized that that was what they really wanted, and gave up. And Jackie opened the fifth scene. And the sassy sax-playing president blew a wild, crazy riff. And suddenly the double doors of all the hospitals, mental health clinics, and mental health clinics across the country flew open and ejected a mighty army of empowered victims. Led by Christopher Reeve, his wheelchair mounted on a horse. Legions of Special Olympians, scarred models, deaf beauty queens, recovering drug addicts, bulimics, wisecracking Down syndromers, Tourette's jerking and spazzing, fat liberationists, crash survivors, cancerous mountaineers, and all the victims of attention deficit disorder all took the field to drive out the invaders. The grand sight stirred the hearts of all Americans and seemed briefly to rekindle good old American can-do-itiveness. But then Jackie opened the sixth seal, and a great shadow fell across the nation, and all the little people looked up. And there, suspended in space, a mere few miles from the noses of the people, was a vast, flabby, sweating head floating over the terrified people. 2,000 miles long and 3,000 miles wide, it bore the monstrous jowls of Rush Limbaugh, the horrible predatory lips of Clarence Thomas, the loathsome, tiny, cruel eyes and cheeks of Newt Gingrich, and the evil, high forehead of Judge Robert Byrne. It hung like a huge inflated squirt blimp, tethered to ropes tied to stakes in Miami, Puget Sound, and Tijuana. For it was the beast. And the beast had a number. And the number was 1999. And all of the folds and furrows and ripples and rumples of flesh began to quiver and quake, and the head began to drool and weep and sweat and sneeze all at once, and out poured an immense thunderstorm of body secretions, spittle, mucus, phlegm, bile, all rained down upon the nation, flooding vast areas and carrying away a third part of the people's possessions, and also many of the little people. And all the murderers and the slime balls, being scum, floated in the mucus. But the fearless Amazons jumped in to save the drowning empowered victims, and the weight of their combined virtue and moral purity pulled them both to the bottom. And Jackie opened the seventh seal. And there was silence in America for about a half an hour. And then a huge, exquisitely manicured white male hand appeared in the sky, holding an enormous Sony remote control. And a mighty, shiny, clean thumb, as if in super slow-mo, crashed down on the off switch. And all of the stars disappeared, and all of the planets disappeared, and all of the galaxies disappeared. And even the sky itself vanished like a window shade being rolled up. And all of the little sassy people pointed their own little remote control units at the place where the sky had been and frantically clicked the on buttons to no avail. Far more horribly, all of the televisions and many of the computers died. And the people had no choice but to be with one another, to look at one another and at themselves and into themselves. And the little people were sore afraid. And they chafed and ground their teeth in agony at this most terrible of all tribulations. It was at this, their darkest hour, that the little 7-year-old girl pilot who died at last returned to them. She was sympathetic but stern. She said, "The gods have smitten thee with this mightiest of all smitations, because of all of thy previous catastrophes had become entertainment for thee. Thou wert amused by thine own destruction." She shook her head in disbelief. And at this, the mighty little people's brave lawyers rose up and shook their little pedophaging fists in fury, demanding that the gods recognize and obey the people's constitution, and citing an obscure clause to support their claim of a constitutional right to be entertained by one's own apocalypse. They even hinted darkly that the gods could be arrested in their own homes in full glare of the media. And the 7-year-old pilot who died looked down upon the people with divine compassion. She shook her wise head sadly and said, "My people, it is finished. Thou canst not be entertained by thine own apocalypse. Not because thou hast not the right, but because it hath already happened, and long before the year 2000. And with that, she vanished, and the great nation and all the little people vanished, and my vision melted away, and I awoke. These things of which I have spoken are verily those which I have beheld in my vision. May the gods strike me dead if I have spoken falsely. Let him who has ears hear."
Yeah! Yeah. Here we go. Flying high above Berkeley on the regular show. Isn't it sort of relaxing? Okay, sharpen up your mind. Unzip your ego. Here we go. Inspired by Dr. Michael Pompei. Not to mention this Kirk Steiner. Not to mention Church of the Subgumdemies.
Yes, the Slugdemiuses. Sure is a tiny Dobbins, a freshwater seahorse.
And the little showier, the element that powers the show.
Tiny spinworms percolating in the brine.
Just feed them this little ground-up collar. So that could be you. So call.
Yes, you can keep these tide pools at hand.
Here's that listener now, the one listener who listens to the show. That's
little
your cue.
Tiny,
I mean,
tiny,
how, what better cue could
tiny,
I give you?
Tiny,
yeah.
Exception.
Yeah.
I have never not heard the show in my sleep. That's the about the show. You don't have to be awake to listen to it. You can hear it in your dreams.
That's true.
Many people, of course, have seen the show in their dreams live as tactile visions. And,
okay, here's the
like
spooky show.
Like feeling a wet, dripping porcupine
in bed. Wet, dripping porcupine is now sneaking up behind you.
Leap. Oh,
he's an electric porcupine.
The show state.
Disgusting.
Yeah, don't let... He doesn't even see the little porcupine, does he? Now, are you listening through your phone, sir, or your radio?
Through my phone, yes.
Okay. Odious. Abhorrent.
Now the radio Jesus is coming toward you.
It's the radio Jesus.
Ain't no fleas on Jesus.
Sir, don't sing to the radio Jesus. You can't be entertained by your own apocalypse.
Well,
sir.
It's been proven. It's been
yes, David Apocalypse.
Well, that's just the opinion of those crazy... creature characters you have on that show. I mean, you know, that's just. But who, you know, I mean, who is that guy? I mean, where did he come from? Did you hire him?
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, did he just like call the show and like just say, "Look, I want to come and rant"?
Like, yeah, yeah, that's like pretty that? Much it. That's pretty much it. He, like James Earl Cummings, he just decides that, you know, he's going to come on this show.
And like a force of nature, he cannot be stopped.
He just bursts on the stage and takes over the mic, is what I heard. And then the security guards took him off.
Yeah.
And he punched one of the guys. He bit one of the guy's ears.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when they tried to get him off stage?
Yeah. And ran back on. And they're booing and booing and screaming.
Right. And he's throwing. They started,
very unsportsmanlike.
They started throwing
say.
The projector around. The projector that projected his image.
I understand he took over the booth somehow. I mean, and he was one of his compadres inside. Took over and had a stage, a coup right on the TV station booth right in back there. I mean,
it's been known to happen before in the pages of history.
Well, I'm glad they got him anyway, but that's such a bizarre document.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should see the videotape where the cops or the cattle prods are called out to deal with the riot on Broadway that Sunday night.
Hey.
Apparently, I actually saw with my own eyes drugs being used outside the... venue, yeah.
Really? Like in the street?
Yeah, in the street, right there. And then other people walking by asked to share in the drugs.
Oh, God. Well, it's the North Beach, San Francisco scene.
That's
it's
young
one of the delights.
Rapscallions and
one of the
devil may care jinkers. Up to no good on the streets of San Francisco.
Okay, we're running the names and plates of absolutely everybody in the listening area.
Flaming Youth, excuse our dust.
And what are they? What?
That's Hal's tattoo. See right there. It's,
you finally got that awful tattoo.
Yeah.
Tippecanoe and Tyler do.
I heard that one young lady has sold the future of her Michael Pepe tattoo for $600,000.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's after she dies, the collector will be able to collect the tattoo.
I see. And they just cut it out. They just figure it out.
Yeah, they just keep track of you with one of those little pet tracking devices for years. And,
with a satellite.
And then wherever you are, they come and get the little tattoo.
It's trapped to your heartbeat. And
throw the rest away.
Your
incredible profusion of insect life.
Okay, now we're the NATO jets are bombing KPFA.
Wow. They're finally turning inward.
Wow. That's incredible. It? Wow.
Wow, yeah. Turning
inward. That's all one can say in awe.
Well, did you hear
situation.
That whole thing that guy did about Jackie and everything? I mean, what is that?
Wow. Yeah, I know.
It's like Jackie opens. She's herding some seals or something. Like, is she beating up on baby seals?
Well, this is an allegorical.
That's what we thought.
Yeah, that's what people thought, and that's why that horrible riot started. Because they thought Jackie O was herding seals.
Yeah.
And then I tried to explain, no, it says Jackie O has joined the seals. She was going to be in the UDT.
Oh,
underwater
really?
Demolition team, yeah.
But then, she would have been a good one.
Yeah, she would have been. And wouldn't you like to have been picked up by Jackie on the raft after each mission?
Oh, that's right.
And you and Jackie alone in the raft, her and her sunglasses. Did you ever see the movie House of Yes?
No.
No, because that's pretty funny if you want to get into Jackie and Jack and...
Really?
And various shades of insanity. And, but it's also Posey Parker. I sure do like her doing her crazy lady.
Posey Parker.
Man. So, we're going to Cafe This after the show.
Cafe This, really?
Yeah, probably in the last half of July.
The fabulous Cafe This. Well, you know, Jody could pick up a phone with
the one. You're welcome. You see, people will come and skip because why don't we skip anymore? Everyone did it as kids. It's great exercise and it makes you smile. But for some reason, it's no longer an acceptable thing.
It's true.
Skipping is for kids. Well, not for long. The skipping movement's goal is to take skipping mainstream. And then you go to the skipping website to virtually skip. So, show up in Golden Gate Park, be one of a number of people skipping. The embarrassment which you would normally feel at being seen skipping as an adult will be entirely ameliorated by the fact that you're in a large group of similarly bobbing people.
Yeah, what about that
that
behavior music stuff? I mean, when you go do the class, is it really like 600 people trying to learn behavior music? It's so popular.
No, I just do workshops in it.
Yeah, but...
You know, and I just teach them how I do it. No, you don't really, but, you know, it's just as a visiting, lecture.
Poor caller finally gave up. Caller was...
Did you ask the caller what was that stuff about?
No, he just gave up. He kept wanting to say hello.
Oh, who was it?
And then he was gone.
Hello? Oh. Well, you have to...
You there?
Oh, there you go.
There I am.
There's a caller.
I got a song for you.
Okay, here we go.
It's coming. All right. It's got to collectivate itself here.
Okay, yeah. I'll play Pink.
Here it comes. Okay.
Pink
okay. Okay. It says okay. Here.
Okay. All right. Amazing what you can get on the air with these days.
It's one of these cards here.
The national anthem of Slovenia.
Tuba?
It's Tuba.
Oh, it
from
is Tuba.
From Tuba City,
yeah.
Arizona.
No, it's Tuban throat singing.
Well, it's sort of, yeah.
It's Berkeley, it's Kargira.
Yeah, it's mostly Kargira.
Of course, he's hard to hear, but then... It's kind of nice, though. It's like...
It's kind of like Vanuvian throw-up music.
It's very troglodytian.
Well, yeah. Well, we're moving on across the planet now.
Hey, what's that? You know, that was incredible music during that guy's rant.
Which music played?
The music that you were playing in background. That's, Jesus, perfect.
Yeah, we paid a lot of money for that.
Yeah, for that to
And then also, well, we started work on the animated version of The Rant. I don't even know the name of The Rant. The Jackie O Rant. What's the proper name?
I just call it Apocalypse Prophecy right now.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of a better title than that.
So we'll have to start in on the animated version of that with 1,000 dolls and tons of clay and a lot of blue screen stuff.
Yeah.
Green screen stuff.
I love it. No, I think it should be done like Dawn from Lakewood.
Yeah, with noodles. And, yeah, in fact, it really should be, yeah. And little cutouts of babies, yeah, from 1,000 women's magazines, you know. And the little babies. I love the idea of the wall of victims, you know, coming toward you. Thousands,
right.
Trillions
of pain.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, it's funny.
How can you beat the wall of pain, you know?
Yeah. Up until when I just heard it tonight, I hadn't had any visual or visions of it, but I was, imagining all that stuff while I was listening.
And with the 7-year-old girl lording over.
But
yes,
yeah.
The one who flew
straight into a driveway. Oh, well, oops.
Well, there must be some, virtual versions of her capture somehow.
Sure. A wonder world of performance.
I don't do that many.
Okay, come on. Yes, you do. We all do.
Come on, Michael.
But not
walk
cold.
Toward the light.
Fess up.
Walk toward the light. I'm over here.
Oh, is that, which one is that, Jackie, or the two
I'm
children
here,
that were pushed into the ocean by their mother and trapped in the car?
Walk over here!
Hey, that's me.
Oh, you were trapped in the car and your mother pushed you into the ocean?
No.
Trapped in a kind of time warp.
I
don't know how to say it exactly.
In the first 13 years of his life, he was in the trunk.
All I know... as I was standing there, and the next thing, I'm surrounded by flaming chihuahuas.
You know what? I would hate to be lost in the trunk of a car.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, no. Why do they burn all these dogs every week? That's not funny.
That's just
silly.
They're leaping, burning dogs.
I can see it.
Describe colorful arcs as they leap up and down on the hot
What's really horrible is nowadays, little chihuahuas are very popular. They can drive little tanks in Star Wars.
Yes, they are more intelligent than some members of the human
species. I've been tempted to get one of those flags off the Taco Bell.
Another reason that they have to be exterminated.
Chihuahua with a beret on.
Like this.
Yeehaw! Just cleaning up after the show alone is a mess.
I know. Well, they look like little hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yes, that's right. The little yipping yipsters.
Didn't mean to make that joke.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, stand by for more jokes from...
Not meant to be made.
The joke factory.
Hey, was that Don Joyce earlier?
Yes.
It surely was.
That was amazing. That was great.
What did you like about that show?
I don't know. I just liked the earlier childhood.
Yeah, the show before us was a lot better.
Sort of
before us.
Than that guy talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't hear it that much.
Actually. Okay, what we're doing right now is we're blessing the station to get rid of all the evil spirits of that guy talking.
I know. Of any of the guys talking.
Yeah, any of them.
Recent guy.
Tracks and tracks of guys talking. That's what this show is.
Yeah,
no, I was looking at an old videotape of Subgenius is taken in 1981, and what comes up is discussions of guys talking about how too many people talk on those tapes.
Too many guys talk, or too many of them are guys?
On those tapes, yeah, so long ago.
Well, there's really too much talking in the world. I mean, it's not your or my individual talk.
Well, you mean if we all stopped talking, we could...
Track, mathematics.
What would happen? We'd all fall asleep. It would be too boring.
A nice
too many planet. Babbling flabberloads of gabble.
Right.
Tongues
you know,
wagging, endless
feel
jawing,
well,
conversational
glossolalia,
a veritable torrent of...
I think we should just sing to the Lord or something.
Sing what?
To the Lord.
God. Sing to the Lord, yes. Get down on our knees. To live for him, but others chose to do things their own
way.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Now, this is for our listeners' benefit.
Well, you know,
hey,
you can wear
on, man.
A
don't
jacket.
Rain on the parade.
I mean, what's the point?
Join in.
It's not
what's the matter, man? Don't be a spectator.
Organized for our benefit, after all.
Yes, it is.
It is not. And isn't it a better world for that?
Yeah.
True. Very
it's
true.
A scarier world.
With Bohumbus approaching the city.
We must turn back the radar set.
There's no time. Well, what about the bodies? No time.
I know where they
was
are
that,
buried.
She says,
yes.
Well, that was what she says.
We're on page 11. Page 11.
We haven't time. I don't know. It's one of your sound.
Hovering over. Gorilla suit on.
The guy doesn't have the suit on yet? We're never going to finish this scene. I have a big cardboard building I want to do something with. I'm going to stomp on it there. I'd really like to light it on fire and then...
get Bohundas to work.
Yeah, exactly. We need at least a big Bohundas stomping boot foot thing. I think this guy has it. Nope, I guess not. He knows only the phone machines. Yeah.
So that phone is live. When you hear that phone ring, that's in the studio.
That phone is now inside your mind.
But it starts in the studio, right?
Yeah, and then goes right to your mind.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
I have a cardboard in a pen.
It was spooky. That's why I like this view.
Yeah, the view?
The music.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
Yeah. Are you listening in stereo?
Yeah.
Because the best way to talk to the show is listen through headphones and use your... phone, like a microphone.
Yes, use phone like microphone.
Well, let me
speak
try that.
Into rectifier.
I'm listening only.
Bride left of the gorilla.
Ear. Oh,
there
no, not
was
the
a
left
shocking
ear.
Film.
Oh.
My left ear is turned completely up.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
That's why it looks so odd.
My left ear is completely up.
Now what happened is Michael Pepe is now
inverted
stereo. Yeah. Well, this is what you call stereo.
Stereo.
Speak to me.
Yeah, don't we miss those days?
Yeah, really.
With little animals falling off objects and
skittering and fritzing off the furniture.
It's funny, I have many movies from that radio station, and I'll see little Channel 20 IDs again come flying past.
Channel 20?
Copies of movies.
Channel 20
Back when Channel 20 was owned by a person.
Oh, the millionaire crazy guy.
Yeah.
And,
Didn't he invite you to Mexico on his boat?
See, now there's a guy with only one idea, the dog jumping off the chair.
Right, that's it.
Actually, the dog was supposed to stay put, don't you know? The dog might jump off the chair, but...
$58 million idea.
115-109, Loco, Mary, one...
Yogg, the monster from space, terrorizes Tokyo.
Yeah. And it's now speaking
its
to us?
Giant marine manifestations.
Yogg listens to the show. Godzilla listens to the show.
Well, you have echoes.
Yohimbe listens to the show.
Yohimbe? Was that one of the...
Yes, Yohimbe's barking up the wrong tree.
I don't know.
I think we're in deep in Michael Pepe's reverie now.
Well, you know, I didn't want to rush you, but I do have to give my report tonight on the world of cheese. As we go back through the mists of time, cheese, the companion to man, lifts its fragrant head.
What's wrong with you?
I know what just happened.
What just happened?
You are smoking something in there. Aren't you? No?
Inside the show? You saying maybe inside the show?
Well, I know that's never happened in the history of the human race.
Among the foods which men have created for their dining pleasure, cheese is unique in many ways.
Well, I'm trying to do.
No other family of foods is so varied or so numerous.
So how do you listen to the show?
None is more universally known than Joe.
I'm sitting here listening and lighting up a bowl of... Cheese.
None is so old, except butter, a sister dairy product, which made its appearance in history at about the same time. For primitive man, the discovery that fluid milk could be turned into solid cheese was a great advance in human civilization.
The burning bowl of cheese.
It gave him a basic food in compact and convenient, fragrant form, relatively stable in keeping quality, easily carried in the march, a tremendous boon in the nomadic life of the earliest civilizations. Appetites did not tire of cheese readily, then as now. By control of the complex but natural miracle which changes fluid milk into solid cheese, man found that he could produce cheeses of wide variety of flavor, texture, and appeal to all of his tastes. So what he had discovered by accident, he repeated by design throughout the centuries. The science of cheese-making began very early in our history, and it continues today around the globe with undiminished enthusiasm.
Well, what happened?
You want some?
What happened?
You want some?
Sure, yeah. Right to the speaker there.
Jesus.
Okay, ready?
Okay, now the entire show, all of Northern and Central California, is walking around Michael Pepe's living room. Hundreds of thousands of people.
The first primitive cheesemaker used rennet, you know. He stores some stuff inside a sheep's stomach and...
All right, now it looks like about 10,000 people are looking through your refrigerator right now.
Yep.
For some fragrant American Longhorn cheese.
I'm actually looking for some of that stinky Swiss, though.
There's Monterey, Jack.
Man.
Comma.com. Pepper Jack, also.
That's a good name, comma.com.
New garlic squeeze cheese.
Oh, there it goes. Somebody just bought it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, someone bought the farm.
Somebody bought the cheese farm. I didn't know they grew cheese on a farm, but I guess...
They do have cheese farms then as now. Well, probably many thousands of years ago, an Asian traveler set forth upon a desert journey, carrying with him a canteen of milk to sustain him along the way.
You're really hard to hear now.
He carried a canteen made from the dried stomach of a sheep, goat, or other domestic animal.
A tripe? Oh, that's your new, that's, I think, Mike Pepe's new stage show is called Tripe.
Preparing
yeah.
to satisfy his thirst. But as he began to drink, only a thin, colorless liquid poured out. A liquid quite unlike the creamy milk he had poured into his canteen some hours earlier. Wondering at this phenomenon, the traveler split open the canteen, and behold, there was the first cheese ever to appear on Earth. A handful of snowy white curds. Thirst and hunger and curiosity moved him.